Welcome back to Opinionate, everyone. Today, we're diving into a topic that sparked a lot of conversation: the foreign policies of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Often controversial and widely debated, these policies have had significant impacts worldwide.
We'll explore a few key points where critics argue missteps were made, using real examples to understand the complexities and consequences. So let's get started and unfold the layers of Trudeau's foreign policy strategies. Let's delve into the first point: the deterioration of relations between Canada and Saudi Arabia. In 2018, Canada faced a diplomatic backlash from Saudi Arabia following its criticism of the kingdom's arrest of women's rights activists. This criticism came in the form of a tweet from Canada's Foreign Affairs Department, urging Saudi Arabia to release the detained activists immediately. The tweet was intended to express Canada's stance on human rights, but it didn't sit well with the Saudi government. In response, Saudi Arabia took several punitive actions against Canada. The kingdom expelled the Canadian ambassador and withdrew its own ambassador from Canada. This abrupt move signaled a serious breakdown in diplomatic relations between the two countries. But the repercussions didn't stop there. Saudi Arabia also took economic measures. It froze new trade and investment transactions with Canada, affecting bilateral trade relations. To put this into perspective, the trade relationship between Canada and Saudi Arabia was significant, with the total trade amounting to billions of dollars annually. The freeze in new investments and trade meant a loss of potential economic opportunities for both countries. Moreover, Saudi Arabia canceled flights to Canada by its national airline and ordered the return of Saudi students studying in Canadian universities. This move impacted educational exchanges between the two countries and affected thousands of Saudi students in Canada. The diplomatic spat illustrated the risks of diplomatic communication in the digital age and highlighted the broader geopolitical tensions between Western countries and Saudi Arabia. It served as a stark example of how quickly and severely diplomatic relations can deteriorate over human rights issues, and how such deteriorations can have wide-ranging impacts beyond mere political disputes, affecting trade, education, and personal lives of citizens in both countries. The incident between Canada and Saudi Arabia in 2018 remains one of the most striking examples of how Justin Trudeau's foreign policy approach has led to significant tensions with another country, showcasing the real-world consequences of diplomatic stances. Now let's move on to the second point: India diplomatic missteps during Justin Trudeau's 2018 trip. In February 2018, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau embarked on a week-long visit to India aimed at enhancing bilateral relations. However, the trip did not go as planned and ended up being controversial for several reasons, notably due to perceived diplomatic missteps. One of the major controversies arose when Jaspal Atwal, a convicted Sikh separatist, was invited to two official events tied to Trudeau's visit. Atwal had previously been convicted of attempting to murder an Indian cabinet minister in Canada in 1986. His invitation to events attended by Trudeau created a significant uproar, leading to questions about Canada's vetting process and its stance on Sikh separatism, a sensitive issue in India given the history of the Khalistan movement. The Canadian government retracted Atwal's invitation and issued an official apology, but the incident had already caused a significant strain in Canada-India relations. The Indian government expressed its concerns, viewing the invitation as a sign of Canada's insensitivity towards Indian political issues and a potential soft stance on extremism. Beyond the Atwal incident, Trudeau's trip was criticized for its perceived excessive focus on photo opportunities and cultural displays rather than substantial diplomatic engagements. Despite the long duration of the visit, very few substantial trade or political agreements were announced. This led to criticism back in Canada, where commentators and political opponents questioned the effectiveness and purpose of the trip, labeling it more as a family holiday than a serious diplomatic mission. Moreover, the lukewarm reception Trudeau received from the Indian government was telling. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, known for his warm embraces of world leaders, did not meet Trudeau until 5 days into the trip, which many interpreted as a cold shoulder and a sign of strained relations. The trip to India was seen as a diplomatic misstep for Trudeau, showcasing the delicate balance required in international relations and the potential fallout from overlooked details and miscommunications. It raised questions about Canada's foreign diplomacy strategy and highlighted the complexities of international political sensitivities. The fallout from this trip lingered, contributing to cooled relations between Canada and one of the world's most populous and strategically important countries. Moving to our third point, China relations and trade tensions. The relationship between Canada and China took a significant downturn following the arrest of Meng Wanzhou, the chief financial officer of Chinese tech giant Huawei, in Vancouver in December 2018. Meng was arrested at the request of the United States, which accused her of violating sanctions against Iran. This incident marked the beginning of a major diplomatic crisis between Canada and China. In what appeared to be a retaliatory move, China subsequently detained two Canadian citizens, Michael Kovrig, a former diplomat, and Michael Spavor, a businessman. These detentions were widely viewed as a form of hostage diplomacy and dramatically escalated tensions between the two countries. The two Canadians faced charges of espionage and were held under tough conditions, prompting international concern and calls for their release. The Meng Wanzhou case and the detention of the two Michaels led to a severe strain on Canada-China relations. Diplomatic exchanges cooled, and several high-level meetings and visits were canceled or postponed. The situation cast a long shadow over bilateral ties, affecting not just diplomatic relations but also trade. Trade tensions between the two nations intensified. China, which is one of Canada's largest trading partners, banned imports of Canadian canola, pork, and beef, claiming health concerns. These bans were seen by many as a direct response to Meng's arrest and had a significant impact on Canadian farmers and exporters. The canola industry in particular was hit hard, as China represented a major market for Canadian canola, with billions of dollars at stake. The crisis underscored the complexities of international relations and trade in the modern world, particularly for countries like Canada, which find themselves caught between larger powers like the US and China. The situation also highlighted the risks associated with geopolitical tensions and the ways in which they can impact economic ties and the lives of individuals. The arrest of Meng Wanzhou and the subsequent diplomatic fallout between Canada and China serves as a cautionary tale about the interconnected nature of global politics, trade, and legal systems. It illustrates how actions taken in compliance with international treaties and alliances can have far-reaching unintended consequences, affecting bilateral relations and the well-being of nations and individuals alike. Now let's delve into the fourth point, U.S. tariff disputes and NAFTA renegotiations. The relationship between Canada and the United States experienced significant strain during Justin Trudeau's tenure, primarily due to trade disputes initiated by U.S. President Donald Trump's administration. One of the most contentious issues was the imposition of steel and aluminum tariffs. In 2018, the U.S. imposed tariffs of 25% on steel and 10% on aluminum imports from several countries, including Canada, citing national security concerns. This move was highly controversial and sparked widespread criticism, as Canada is a close ally of the United States. The tariffs had a substantial impact on Canada's economy, as the U.S. is Canada's largest trading partner. Canadian steel and aluminum industries face significant challenges, with losses amounting to billions of dollars. In response, Canada imposed retaliatory tariffs on a range of U.S. products, including steel, aluminum, and other goods like ketchup and whiskey. This tit-for-tat tariff war created uncertainty for businesses and consumers in both countries and heightened tensions between the two governments. Alongside the tariff dispute, another major challenge was the renegotiation of the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, a critical trade deal that had been in place since 1994. President Trump had long criticized NAFTA, claiming it was unfair to the U.S. and pushed for a new agreement. The renegotiation process was tense and fraught with uncertainty, putting significant pressure on Trudeau's government to protect Canadian interests while maintaining a vital economic relationship. After intense negotiations, the United States, Mexico, and Canada reached an agreement in 2018 to replace NAFTA with the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA. The new agreement introduced several changes, including updated rules on automotive manufacturing, labor rights, and digital trade. While the USMCA maintained the core of the trilateral trade relationship, the negotiations and concessions required to reach the agreement were seen as a significant challenge for Trudeau's diplomatic and negotiation skills. The resolution of these disputes and the signing of the USMCA were pivotal moments in Trudeau's foreign policy tenure. They showcased the complexities of international trade negotiations and the importance of maintaining strong bilateral relationships. Despite the challenges, the successful renegotiation of the trade agreement was generally viewed as a crucial achievement for Canada, securing its economic ties with its largest trading partner and bringing stability back to North American trade relations. Let's explore the fifth point, failure in securing a UN Security Council seat. In 2020, Canada, under Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, made a bid for a non-permanent seat on the United Nations Security Council. This bid was part of Trudeau's broader foreign policy agenda to enhance Canada's role on the global stage and to contribute more significantly to international peace and security. However, Canada's attempt was unsuccessful. It lost to Norway and Ireland in the competitive election held among the 193 UN member states. The failure to secure a seat was seen as a significant setback for Trudeau's government, which had invested considerable diplomatic effort and resources in the campaign. Trudeau had personally lobbied world leaders, and Canadian diplomats had been working on the bid since 2016. Despite these efforts, Canada received only 108 votes, less than the 128 votes garnered in its last failed bid in 2010 under a different government. Critics pointed to several reasons for Canada's unsuccessful bid. Some argued that it reflected a lack of consistent engagement with certain regions and countries over the years. Others suggested that Canada's foreign aid contributions, which were lower as a percentage of GDP compared to competitors like Norway and Ireland, might have influenced the outcome. There was also speculation that Canada's stances on certain international issues might have alienated potential supporters. The failure to secure the Security Council seat led to criticisms regarding Trudeau's approach to global diplomacy and international commitments. Critics argued that the loss highlighted a gap between Trudeau's ambitious rhetoric on Canada's role in the world and the reality of its international engagements and priorities. They suggested that the government needed to reassess its foreign policy strategies, enhance its commitments to international development, and foster deeper, more consistent relationships with a broader range of countries. The implications of this failure were significant. It served as a moment of reflection on Canada's position and influence in global affairs. It also sparked discussions about the country's future foreign policy direction, particularly how it could strengthen its international relationships and commitments. While the loss was undoubtedly disappointing for Trudeau's administration, it also provided an opportunity for Canada to reevaluate and possibly reinvigorate its approach to international diplomacy and engagement. Now let's tackle the last point, environmental policy and international criticism. Under Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Canada's environmental policies have faced international criticism, particularly regarding pipeline expansions and carbon emission targets. While Trudeau has positioned himself as a leader in climate change initiatives, some of his government's actions have drawn scrutiny and affected Canada's image globally. One of the main points of contention has been the government's support for pipeline expansions, most notably the Trans Mountain Pipeline. This project aims to transport crude oil from Alberta's oil sands to the coast of British Columbia for export. Environmentalists and some indigenous groups have fiercely opposed the pipeline, arguing that it contradicts Canada's commitments to reduce carbon emissions and transition to renewable energy sources. The expansion project has led to protests and legal challenges, highlighting the tension between economic interests and environmental commitments. Critics argue that the pipeline expansion undermines Canada's international image as a leader in combating climate change, especially given Trudeau's vocal support for the Paris Agreement and initiatives aimed at reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The contradiction between promoting fossil fuel infrastructure and committing to climate action has led to accusations of hypocrisy, damaging Canada's credibility in international environmental discussions. Regarding carbon emission targets, Canada has faced challenges in meeting its commitments under the Paris Agreement. Although the Trudeau government has implemented policies like the Federal Carbon Pricing Plan to reduce emissions, progress has been slower than anticipated. Critics point out that despite these efforts, Canada is still not on track to meet its 2030 emissions reduction targets. The gap between policy and practice in achieving these environmental goals has attracted international criticism and raised questions about the effectiveness of Canada's climate strategies. The international criticism of Canada's environmental policies under Trudeau highlights the complex balance between economic development, energy needs, and environmental protection. It also underscores the challenges countries face in adhering to international climate commitments while addressing domestic priorities. The scrutiny of Canada's actions, particularly in relation to climate change agreements, serves as a reminder of the global community's expectations and the importance of consistent and transparent efforts in tackling environmental issues. In conclusion, The deterioration of diplomatic relations under Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's tenure, spanning issues with Saudi Arabia, India, China, and the United States, alongside Canada's failure to secure a UN Security Council seat and international criticism of its environmental policies, underscores the complex challenges facing Canada on the global stage. These events highlight the delicate balance between domestic interests and global commitments, illustrating the multifaceted nature of diplomacy and the ongoing struggle to uphold values while navigating international relations. Thank you for tuning into our analysis. Remember to give us a thumbs up, subscribe, and ring the notification bell to stay updated with our latest intriguing content. Take care and see you next time.